Same-sex marriage is an issue that stirs emotions, and let's hear more reaction now to the president's statement. In a moment, we'll go to Colorado, where a political showdown is looming over a bill recognizing same-sex civil unions. But let's begin with NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.
The news of Mr. Obama's support for same-sex marriage was not even an hour old when the word had reached the street in the Castro District, San Francisco's predominantly gay neighborhood.
Oh, I think it's awesome. And I didn't hear it. Did that just come out now? Oh, yeah. My God. Wow.
Got to check CNN now.
Yeah, I know. So, wow. I this is Obama? Day. Oh, I think it's awesome.
Karen Romanco is a receptionist in this city's financial district.
I think it's wonderful. I didn't know if I'd ever see it in my lifetime, but I think it's amazing. And I have tons of friends that want to get married, so I think this is amazing.
That same sense of shock and surprise was pervasive all over the neighborhood.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true.
I think he's a smart man for coming to that conclusion.
David Walovich is a catering manager at a local hotel. He says he's always assumed that President Obama would come out for same-sex marriage. Walovich says he just didn't think it would come before the election.
I'm sure it's the pressure of the politics of the re-election. And he said he would move towards that direction eventually. It just took him a little longer than most people thought. I think it's a big risk for him to make such an announcement.
One of the risks is that the president is addressing a polarizing social issue at a time when voters want to know what he's doing about the economy. A few blocks away, William Lynn, an attorney, says he's thrilled that the president spoke up for marriage equality, but wonders about his timing.
I think he was forced by Vice President Biden's comments, but it's better late than never, right?
But even if Biden's comments over the weekend force the issue, Lynn says Mr. Obama's new position could be a net plus for the president's re-election bid. For one, he'll be assured a lot more financial support from gays and lesbians. And Lynn says people who oppose gay marriage probably wouldn't vote for the president anyway.
It's not going to help with the conservative vote, but it might get some of the libertarian people, actually, the uber libertarian and the super liberal people, who might have been dissatisfied with President Obama's first-term performance.
Meanwhile, gay rights activists here were over the moon. Rebecca Orr is a spokeswoman for Equality California. She says when she heard the president's comments, she was personally overcome.
And to have the person who is the highest authority in the land say, no matter who you are, no matter who you love, you ought to be able to marry the person that you love and enjoy all of the happiness and security that marriage brings. It's just a really big moment in this movement and in our country.
And Orr says even if some Americans oppose the president's support for gay marriage, at least they will know where he stands. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.